When organizers of the first Bloomington Normal Sister Cities delegation with Vladimir Russia get together this week, 30 years after their first visit, it won't be to discuss politics. It will be how people from opposite sides of the Cold War used citizen diplomacy to foster global understanding during a tense time. Joe Graybill and then Normal Mayor Paul Harmon are among those taking in part in a roundtable discussion on the Sister Cities program at First United Methodist Church in Normal tomorrow night. They'll be joined by Vladimir's then-Deputy Mayor, Volodya Musatov. Graybill tells GLT's Eric Stock the Sister Cities partnership started when six Bloomington Normal residents attended a conference on ways they could reach out to the Soviet Union.
Each of us had participated in some way with trying to prevent nuclear warfare, protesting through Sane Freeze and other organizations, and we thought that relating to real people would be more interesting than protesting because we didn't think anybody was listening. And if you go visit somebody, somebody will be listening.
I want to bring in Paul Harmon, who was the mayor of the town of Normal at that time. Explain how you became involved in this effort.
Well, the people who were working on the program were talking to me as they worked on it to see if the town would be interested in recognizing the program with Vladimir and with Canterbury.
Canterbury, England.
Yeah, Canterbury, England. And in 1988, we had the opportunity, my wife and I, to go on a trip to the Soviet Union. And among the things we did was have a reception at which the then American ambassador to the Soviet Union attended, and I had the opportunity to ask him what he thought about these kind of people-to-people programs, and he was very supportive. He said, this is the only way that things are ever going to work out is to have people-to-people programs, and so that just made me more enthused about supporting the program.
And the mayor of Vladimir is also joining us, Volodya Musatov. And from what I understand, Bloomington Normal was not your first choice. Explain how it came to be and how Bloomington Normal became a sister city for Vladimir and what you were looking for in a sister city.
Well, once I was suggested to meet the group of Americans in the Pedagogical Institute in Vladimir. And I told them about economy of Vladimir, and Joseph Graybill asked me if it's possible to make sister city relations between Vladimir and Bloomington Normal. But 1 year before, we had already agreed with the Canterbury, Great Britain, to establish sister city relations. And they supposed, proposed us to make three ways of relations between United States of America, Russia, or Soviet Union at that time, and Great Britain. And I told Joseph that we had already discussed this matter, and if they would agree to enter these three towns' relations, so probably I will discuss it with the Canterbury people first, and then match them between Canterbury and Bloomington Normal, and it proved to be a good success.
Now, of course, global tensions were high at the time, particularly between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, still the height of the Cold War. How long, Joe, did you have to sort of walk on eggshells, and was there any concern about trust, and how long before that was washed away?
Well, citizen diplomacy takes place in a kind of special cocoon that's separate from political tensions. So we were aware that there were such things as monitoring of our conversations by the KGB, but when we met people, we received hospitality that was unprecedented in terms of graciousness and so we felt welcomed, and people hug. And so we felt like we were at home in many ways.
That's former Mayor Paul Harmon and Joe Graybill from the Bloomington Normal Sister Cities program with former Vladimir Russia Deputy Mayor Volodya Musatov. The roundtable discussion at First United Methodist Church in Normal will be tomorrow night and begins at 7 p.m.